tragic end to the search for a missing college student. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The announcement just made in New Jersey.
Mercer County and Princeton University officials say authorities located the body of Misrach Onate behind tennis courts on campus. The cause of death is unclear, but Onate did not have any signs of obvious injury and foul play is not suspected. The 20-year-old junior was last seen near her dorm early in the morning on October 14th, right before the start of fall break.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. For now, the investigation continues. The university plans to hold a memorial. A jury says Oscar winner Kevin Spacey did not molest a fellow actor in the 1980s when the accuser, Anthony Rapp, was 14. Spacey denied an encounter ever happened. The verdict by a federal jury in New York is in a civil trial over Rapp's $40 million lawsuit, one of several allegations that derailed Spacey's career. The man accused of driving into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, killing six people last year, says he didn't do it on purpose.
This incident was not planned. This incident was not intentional. And this incident was never even thought about.
Daryl Brooks, who's representing himself at his murder trial, just making an opening statement after the prosecution rested its case. He's charged with more than 70 counts, facing life in prison if convicted. New penalties are coming against Iran, now accused by the U.S. of supplying weapons and personnel for Russia's war in Ukraine.
The United States is going to pursue all means to expose, deter, and confront Iran's provision of these munitions against the Ukrainian people. We're going to continue to vigorously enforce all U.S. sanctions on both the Russian and Iranian arms trade.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has evidence Iranian personnel were in Crimea helping Russia to use Iranian-made drones in recent attacks on Ukrainian cities. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pentagon will pay for service members to travel for abortions and also plans to protect their privacy.
The new Defense Department policy is specifically aimed at support for soldiers in states where abortion is currently illegal. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin issued the order. He said the overturn of Roe v. Wade was a big concern to soldiers. Spokesman Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder said confidentiality will be key.
We'll continue to work on policies that do address how we can best create a uniform policy in regards to service member privacy.
Local commanders will not be part of any decision, and options for reproductive care will be publicly displayed. Any funding will be for transportation only, not for the procedure itself. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
More than 3 years after a British teenager was killed when his motorcycle was hit by the wife of a U.S. diplomat, there's a guilty plea in the case. Anne Sekulis, appearing by video in a London court today, pleading guilty to causing the death of Harry Dunn in England near an Air Force base used by the U.S. That case led to a diplomatic feud when Sekulis left England soon after the crash. Walmart reaches a settlement with Florida over complaints the retail giant furthered the opioid crisis.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says Walmart will agree to pay the state $215 million to be used to counter the addiction crisis in the state fueled by prescription opioids. Walmart's pharmacies had been blamed for being part of a system oversupplying patients with addictive pain medications that can lead to injury or death.
Fox's Eben Brown. The chain will also provide life-saving overdose treatment kits to first responders, but Walmart does not admit any wrongdoing. A mixed day on Wall Street ends with stocks lower. The Dow dropped 90 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.